All right.
Ready
up. J. Coolio.
Yeah.
Shall we? Are we rolling?
Yeah. I'm rolling on my end.
Should we clap?
Are you rolling?
Yep, we're rolling. All right.
Sync clap.
Just sync it.
Hopefully
I don't use those at all.
Oh, okay, cool.
Do it on the snap.
It's time for a Corridor Cast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Corridor Cast, episode 118, I believe. Man,
damn.
We've been doing this for years now at this point, and I'm not convinced we've gotten any better at it, but that's okay because podcasting is just something we do for fun. The point isn't to make the next,
maybe we could get better at speaking with each other, but
listen,
maybe we could play Spyfall.
Listen, Sam, I got a new microphone just recently, after two years of doing the Corridor Cast.
Recently?
Yeah,
I'm no longer using a USB plug-in microphone. I've got a real podcast microphone here.
It's coming from
the ceiling. It's coming down.
That's how
above.
You know you've made it.
I call
the
up to
world.
The heavens and the microphone comes
station.
Down.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Welcome to Texas
radio
station. Episode 118 FM 98.3
FM dot 9.
But anyways, we thought it'd be a little fun to play a little Spyfall today because you know what? Everyone's been working hard, and Spyfall is a heck of a fun game to just kick back with your buddies and have a laugh.
Hey Jake, why don't you tell them what your first choice was this evening?
Listen, Jordan.
Garlic? What was it called? Garlic?
No, first choice.
Oh. No.
We were like, hey, maybe we shouldn't play Spyfall, so we tested out a different game just to see, if it would work.
Before that.
Oh, Scrabble.
Well,
I'm very
comment
excited.
Down below if you want to play Scrabble.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you for proposing ideas like this.
I was excited for Scrabble.
I was like, Scrabble.
If you want to see us play Scrabble on the Corridor Cast, we can do that. Just let us know in the comments.
I really want to play Boulder Dash with two other people, though. We need to get two other people on the couch. Play some Boulder Dash next time.
Okay.
I don't know. We'd have to cut out all the thinking moments, though, but...
Cut all the thinking out.
Because it's a lot of just sitting and writing. But,
like you're real
or
smart.
You just one person is just a narrator, and then during the thinking and writing moments, they go to each person and they give their perspective as the narrator, like what that person is doing.
Just interview them.
Yeah.
Podcast Pictionary.
Oh my god.
Just people yelling random stuff. And then
no, you're right. It's a dog.
Got it.
The improv.
Hey guys, welcome to the next episode of Podcast Pictionary. If you could figure out what's going on,
you could figure out what's being drawn before we guess it.
It's infuriating.
We got a new Spyfall. We're using that Spyfall.app today because
our
Tanner Krusen one is broken.
We
have four rooms, Spyfall 1, Spyfall 2. We have adults only locations and then outrageous locations.
Outrageous.
Do you want to start with outrageous?
Maybe.
Or do you want to go straight to adults only?
Adults only was fun.
Let's just
We're
start,
adults here.
Let's just play one
adults.
Regular game.
Okay.
Warm up. Then we can see the outrageous locations and then the adults only locations. We'll see.
All right. See you guys on the nude beach.
See you guys on the nude beach.
Let's do it.
This location is the spa.
Well, that's for adults only.
All righty.
Well, I got my location. And who goes first? It doesn't say on this app.
It doesn't say
who goes first.
Why don't you go first, Sam?
All right. I'll go first. Hey, Nick, since you're here.
Hey, man.
Figured I'd ask you a little... question about this location. See if you can fill me in as to whether you are a spy or not, whether you know the true nature of this location.
The classic question.
Let's see. So my question
are
will
you
be
the
veiled
spy?
To, as to not reveal the location,
mm-hmm.
except to those who know what it is already.
This one
is
gives
this,
you question hints at the bottom.
No, man.
If you can't think of a question.
Is this more of...
Oh,
is this more, is this a thing? Okay, two consoles, all right? I'm going to give you two video game consoles, okay? Is this the Nintendo Wii or is the Xbox 360?
I'm going to go with Nintendo Wii.
The Nintendo Wii. Yes. All right.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good.
Got it. Wow.
All right. Nintendo Wii.
So I suppose it's my turn to ask a question, right?
It's your turn. Yeah.
All right. Jordan.
Hi.
What's like a item that isn't a piece of fashion that one might want to bring with them to this location?
I'd probably want to bring like a headband.
Headband.
Mm-hmm. Headband. Interesting.
Is it?
Thanks for your answer.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very informative. Thank you for your question, Nick.
You're welcome.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, my God. I'm so good. if there were to be illegal activity at this location, what might be like the first type of illegal activity?
I know. It's not good.
Well, criminal activity, of course.
That's your
criminal
that's your
activity.
That's your answer?
Yes.
Okay.
To the question, well, illegal activity is criminal activity?
Criminal activity.
Cool. Great.
Same is the question. Nope. With the answer is the same as the question, but with different words.
It's essentially the same.
No, it counts.
You pass.
There you go. All right, great.
You're generic.
Hey, Nick.
For now.
Wait, has Sam been asked a question yet?
No.
Sam.
Slap one down.
Hey, what would you do? What would you do if you had to park a car at this location? What would you do?
I would take my car and drive it to the parking lot.
That's
and
it.
Then I would get out. And that would be it.
That's it. Okay.
That's a good answer.
Fine.
All right.
That's all you do.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Since didn't get a lot out of that last exchange there, maybe I'll throw you a question here. Would this be like a muddy a place? Or a place with a lot of rocks? Or a place with a lot of water?
You know what's crazy about that question, Sam?
What?
What's crazy is essentially depending on the type of location.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me here. You could find all of these things there.
Okay.
You really could.
Yeah.
Now, might I choose my preference?
If you wish, but I think your answer is sufficient.
Perfect. Jake, are you lost?
You all right?
No. Why don't you choose Jake? Why don't you choose your preference? I'd like to hear this because you feel real. I feel like you feel real confident that you're about to call me the spy right now, and I just that's going to be a damn shame for everybody because
yeah, if you don't give Jake any more clues,
then everyone's going to lose.
Then everyone's going to lose. It's okay. We got this. We're good.
My answer was great.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Well, then why don't you ask Sam a question? Because he seems real confident about who he thinks.
I can't throw it back, though.
No,
isn't that the rule?
No backsies.
Oh, you did throw it back. All right. Well, fine. You got me or Nick. That's the best you're going to get.
I feel like I should go ahead and go back to you.
Sorry, Nick.
By all means, Jordan. By all means. Is this the Black Plague again?
The Black Death.
It's so dark.
So dark.
Classic moments in history.
How much?
Classic moments in Spyfall history.
How much plague. Would you maybe spend here?
Getting down to numbers.
Let's get the numbers. Let's crunch the numbers.
We've crunched the numbers, and it's a lot.
It's a lot?
That's it?
This is absurd.
Well, we got 2 minutes, so let's keep them going there, Jake.
Keep them going.
Go ahead.
No, we asked you a question.
Wait, just now?
That was the question. Yeah.
Oh, I thought Jordan was asking Nick a question. I'm sorry. Oh,
how much would you spend here? You,
yeah, like, oh, you want a serious answer? Yeah, a lot. Yeah, that's my answer.
Yes, I like the commitment, dude. I like the commitment
a lot. Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of go all out.
I really go all out when I play this game. I mean, that's one of the things you're going to find out about me is I go hard.
You're about to find this out.
You're about to find this out about me.
Okay.
You might not know it yet.
So
you can ask Nick a question.
Yeah. So Jake, we're all
okay. All right, Sam.
Hey.
Give me the most likely outcome if you were to rob this place.
Well, you'd walk away with some cash. And
that's it.
Yeah, you'd get some cash. Maybe some clothes.
Mm.
Maybe a boat. Depending.
I think you're just saying all those things because you think I'm the spy. You're just trying
honestly,
to deceive
I think
me.
You could come away with the crown jewels if you rob this place. I'm just messing around. That's a joke.
All right.
It's not the cool. palace.
You have 25 seconds.
All right. Hey, Nick.
Yo. Last question.
All right. Yo.
Yeah.
Gives me straight, man. All right. Is this place chill or is it not chill?
Let's just say I would not want to turn up here. All right. This is a place where I want to kick off my shoes and chill.
You don't want to get turnt?
No. I want to chill.
All right. Same. There we go. And that's the end of the round.
Yep.
All right, shall we all vote?
Yeah,
that's nice, Jake.
Yes, yeah. Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Sure.
Well, that's fine. And I am the spy, but you know what? I know where everyone is, okay?
Yes, tell us.
You're at the police station.
It's not chill.
Mud, water, and
thank
stones,
you.
Huh?
Thank you for the best played round of Spyfall ever. We can all quit now.
No. This was your warm-up, Jake.
That was your warm-up, Jake. No.
Listen,
you're in the hot
that
seat.
Was a
we
warm-up. That was a warm-up. I was in the hot seat. I didn't get it right off the... What was the whole question
the hot
about...
hot seat? You mean are you like in a sauna?
No, what was the
like
question about Nintendo Wii... Nintendo
Wii spa in Koreatown. It's like one of the biggest spas in LA.
Yep.
These questions were so good.
That,
I could not
I
pick up
Wii
on any.
It was more like fancy than Xbox.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, there's multiple answers. But yeah, right. Clint always talks about Wii spa. So
you've been
I
to jail
like
where there's mud and stones
and water? That's
when
I knew Sam was not
mud, stones, water.
A jail could
muddy waters
did
some time when he was writing
water. What? Yeah. Have you ever been to Alcatraz?
Black Plague.
I guess.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Alcatraz, son?
Like you go to like a hut or like a it's like a bamboo fence around you.
Yeah. Rescue dog status.
Listen. That was my warm up. God damn it. Let's move on.
Let's get it.
All right.
Let's move on. We're moving on.
Do you want to move on to a new? We're doing Spyfall number 2. See, with a new set of locations.
Spyfall 2.
Because we're working our way to outrageous locations.
Do your worst, Sam.
Absolutely outrageous locations.
I was just memorizing this round of locations, I guess.
This location is so random.
Hey, everybody. I am here at the North Pole to take a quick break to tell you about today's sponsor, Quip, because Santa has some of the best teeth I've ever seen. And he's told me that good health starts with good habits. I mean, look, this guy has been around for centuries, okay? And, you know, yeah, he might have a little extra, you know, chunk on him, but that's just to keep him warm because it's so dang cold up here. So anyways, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Quip, and how they can give you good health from good habits. The Quip electric toothbrush is their signature product, loved by over 7 million people because it has tons timed sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses that guide you to a perfect, dentist-recommended 2-minute clean. It has a lightweight, sleek design that's perfect for kids and adults with no dangling wires or bulky chargers to lug along with you. It has a multi-use travel cover, which makes it easy to pack and go, and also doubles as a mirror mount so you have less clutter in your bag. And also Quip toothbrushes come with reusable handles in a range of sleek metal hues, including the best-selling All Black. And the best part about starting your oral care journey with Quip is that they can go above and beyond brushing. You can upgrade your Quip with a new smart motor to track and improve your brushing with a free Quip app and earn amazing rewards like free refills, products, Target gift cards, and more just for tracking your brushing. Santa probably didn't think of that. And even more importantly, beyond the brush, Quip has everything you need to build a complete health routine. They have anti-cavity toothpaste, floss string, reusable floss picks, refillable gum, and refillable mouthwash to help you get the best oral care you can get on the planet. Quip also delivers fresh floss, toothpaste, mouthwash, and gum refills every 3 months from $5 and up. And the shipping is free, of course, so you can save money there and avoid the hustle and bustle from trying to go into a store during the holidays. Trust me, they're busier than Santa's workshop. With affordable and stylish brushes, you can get started on your healthcare journey right away for just $25. You're not gonna be paying through the teeth just to get your brush. I know, paying through the teeth, get it? I know. But Santa made me say that one. Sorry. So if you're interested in getting started on all of this today, or maybe you want to get it for a loved one or a friend, head on over to getquip.com/corridorcast and you will get your first refill for free. That's getquip.com/corridorcast where you're going to get your first refill for free.
Quip, the good habits company.
That's it for me up here at the North Pole. I got to get back to the podcast, but maybe next time we'll have Santa and his reindeer here in the studio. Until then, well, I'm going to see you in like a second. So I'll see you back in the podcast. All right.
This location is the cemetery.
All right. We got a new location.
So random.
Remember your
Nick, kick
your
us
characters
off.
Too.
Yeah, I got a character.
All right.
I got a character.
Oh, yeah. I forget about that. All right.
Well, you didn't have one last round.
So Sam.
Yeah, Nick. We're in a new location.
We are in a new whole set of locations.
And I know what it is.
Good. Well, I just to kind of start broad here and start narrowing ourselves down, is this a place where it would be socially acceptable to make a really loud noise?
Like a fart?
No, like verbally. Or a fart. It could be just a verbal loud noise. Yeah.
Honestly, it depends on the time of day and the crowd you're trying to impress.
Okay. Thank you. That's a good
that
answer.
That was interesting.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
All right. Jake.
Yeah.
This is your redemption story, okay?
Welcome to the story my redemption.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What is a good sport that would be played at this location?
When I come to this location, my favorite sport to play is sports ball.
Sports ball.
Yeah. Sports ball.
Gotcha. Love it.
Because you never know. You never know what can happen in a good game of sports ball.
You never know how that game is going to turn out.
That's like answering my favorite color is the rainbow.
No. Actually, this happens to have a deeper meaning than it
happens
appears.
Happens to have...
What is that inside joke?
A little bit. Maybe if you knew...
Yeah, no, maybe.
Nick, if you've ever played sports ball, you'd realize this is the perfect location for it.
I've never played sports ball.
All right. Jordan.
That's a deep cut, by the way.
Jordan, would you say that the people who work here are in uniform?
Yeah. You want to be able to tell who's who, considering the location.
What was that?
Oh.
Sorry, it cut out a little bit.
You want to be able to tell who's who, considering the location. It can get a little... Ugh.
Fair.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah. A little... But,
Nikki!
Yes. What's up?
How are you feeling?
How am I feeling? I'm feeling like... I'm ready to make some money.
What?
Yeah. Look, I mean, there's always room. There's always room for profit.
I have a character.
There's always room for profit? How dare you?
Deep. Nick's going deep. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
All right.
Let's see here.
I'm a little confused right now. So I'm a little confused as to what's happening here.
Let me think.
Why don't you ask Sam a question, Nick? Let's vet out some of that confusion.
So just tell me which movie comes more to mind, okay? From this location. Okay.
Are you getting me a selection?
Yes, a selection.
A, B,
okay.
C, D?
Rather which genre here? Okay. So we're first of all. Fast-paced casino heist or slash robbery film, all right?
Like Ocean's 11.
Yeah, kind of Ocean's 11 vibe, but it could be like, you know, anything could be heisted.
Okay, all right.
Could be Ocean's 12, 13.
Not that.
Like hardcore action flick, 80s style, okay? Like, you know, there's multiple locations that could be there. C, horror film or something to do with the occult.
Yeah, C.
C, okay. Great.
The only occult that lives.
My organization.
I'm a little confused right now.
That's how we
I
like
feel
it.
Like everyone.
Why don't
spot.
You ask some questions, Sam, and let's get this party started.
Jordan.
Yes.
How about this?
Yeah, is this the type of place where you want to live right next to it? Or would you prefer to have it be a little further away?
I want it far away.
Okay.
Far, far away. Yeah. Take me far away from here.
I don't like this place.
All right.
Jordan's really in character right now. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I do too.
Thank you.
Your innocence is quite clear. And I'm growing further confused. Unless Jake's redemption story is secretly a spy story.
It's your turn.
Spy's redemption.
Please.
Jake.
Come on, Jordan.
If there was to be entertainment here, what kind of entertainment would there be?
Well, some call what we do here entertainment. But to me, it's more than that.
What?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Nick. Look at me. I'm asking the questions now.
I'm the captain now.
Nick, is there anything we can do about that plague down in the flea district?
Is there anything we can do about the plague down in the flea district? Was the question?
Yeah, that's my question.
Look, man, here we don't really worry about what we do with plagues. Okay, we just try to pick up the pieces and move on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But thanks for asking.
Hey. Hey.
I wish I could ask a question right back to you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So I'll ask Sam here.
I understand why everyone's confused. Is anyone else confused? Like, not about the location, of course.
No, of course not. But, why would I ever be confused?
About who's the spy, maybe?
Who?
Oh, and the round's over. That's our time.
Sad Jordan.
Should we keep going?
Are you wondering who the spy is, Sad Jordan? Sad Jordan is definitely wondering who the spy is.
Who do you guys think it is?
It's between you and Jake.
I think it's Sam. Not going to lie. Jordan played it well. Nick, your answers were fine.
I don't know, man. That plague question really got me. Like,
oh, come on. It's simple. It's a simple.
Some call what we do entertainment. Some say it's more. Is that from a movie?
I think it's Jake.
I think it's Jake again, dude.
I think Jake's redemption story is to become a spy again.
It is me, but guess what? My redemption story comes true because y'all are at the cemetery.
Oh, yeah! Man. You totally got it.
You put us in our graves.
You put us in our graves, Jake, yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Man. What gave it away,
that's
Jake?
That's what I said, it was one of you guys.
At first, I thought it was the UN, which is why I asked that uniform question.
Oh. But I was UN. Like, I've actually never seen a uniform at the
but then, why is she so sad?
But then, yeah, Nick, you asked something about, like, which seemed very, like, existential and abstract. I can't remember what it was. You asked some question about, like, what does it all mean or something. And
no,
then
I
like,
asked
oh.
about the movies. And then you asked me, and I answered, we just pick up the pieces. So maybe
that's what finally gave it away for me.
I was a flower seller at the graveyard, though, so I'm a capitalist who profits off misery.
Oh, yeah.
That was my job.
Okay, that's what made me think, yeah, your answer to the one before that made me think.
That's
like,
what
hey,
made
maybe,
you think it was the UN.
What was
no,
your
I was like, okay, it's either the UN or...
The getting's good, boy.
Yeah, I know. I gotta talk like my role, like yeah. You are, like.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Jordan's the only one, like, really taking it fully to heart.
These bodies don't bury themselves.
Yeah, those bodies don't bury themselves.
Were you a grieving family member?
Yeah.
The sports ball.
So the sports ball. I think I might get it now, but
sports
it's
ball.
Son of a Dungeon.
That was the
throwback.
Yeah. And Son of a Dungeon. All the sports ball fields are also graveyards at the same time.
Because oh, that people... was just lucky then.
Oh,
my answer
man.
To that was just lucky.
Yeah, because
and you know what's
answer.
Really funny? I asked that question not even thinking about that. Wow. I was like, I was trying to throw you a curveball.
Yeah.
You were looking and then, for like, and then he said sports ball. I'm like, oh, damn. That is like perfect.
Yeah.
That is a perfect answer.
So good because like half the people literally didn't understand your answer, but Sam was like, oh, ooh. Okay.
Convinced.
Dude.
Yeah.
No wonder you were confused.
That's why I was confused because that was yeah. like too perfect.
Episode
like, oh
five,
yeah literally
dude.
Sports balls played in graveyards
death in sports it
that
is
weird.
In Son of a Dungeon sports ball is played on a graveyard
well they just anyways. Yeah you play the ball game and then you die and they put you in the ground right there and you keep playing
and then the game continues yeah yeah if you die in sports ball yeah in Son of a Dungeon they
right there
right
yeah,
in the field yeah. right then and there they wait until the game is over to bury you, but still, it becomes a sports game, and then it turns into a funeral.
Funeral,
yeah. Funerals always follow the match.
All right, let's see if I can get spy three times in a row.
All right,
yeah.
Shall we do adults only or outrageous?
Outrageous. Let's start there. And then
outrageous.
Go yeah.
Is it more outrageous than adults only? Let's find out.
I think.
Yeah, we've done adults only, and it wasn't that outrageous.
No, it wasn't.
I expected it to be more outrageous. It wasn't.
Ooh, all right. We got some outrageous locations.
Shark cage. Nobody's Ooh. There.
Here we go. Get ready.
This location is the TV cooking show.
Jordan, Jake, who wants to kick it off?
You go, Jake.
I'll kick it off. Sure. All right. So... would you say that the average age of people who generally work at this location is under 40 or over 40?
Who are you asking?
Oh, good question. I'm asking you, Sam.
Oh. I would have to say probably over 40.
Really?
Yeah. The average working age?
Okay.
But you're going to hire minors?
What's that?
You're going to hire minors? Well,
you
not
have 20 children, me two children years.
Me. We want people with experience.
Yeah.
Real life experience.
Because that's what you need here.
That's what you need here.
That's exactly
at this location. You need.
All right. All right.
At this location.
I'm satisfied for now.
For now.
I'll be back for more later.
Put a pin in it.
To get my pound of flesh from you, spy.
It's getting heated already.
Let's talk about life experiences. Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
In the realm of life experiences, how many people would generally get to have a life experience here? We're talking many, many, most of us, or very few?
I mean, I guess it, do you actually mean like experiencing it for all it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'd say it's a very few amount, a chosen few, let's just say that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll leave it there. It's a chosen few.
Chosen.
So, Jordan.
Yeah.
Generally, would you expect there to be unpleasant smells or pleasant smells in this location?
You know, it all really depends on the person, but normally should smell good here. Should definitely smell good.
Mm.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Depending on the person, though. But it should definitely, most likely, smell good.
Cool. Great.
Yep.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm satisfied with that answer.
Thank you. Let's see. Oh. Sham.
The accent's coming back.
Hello.
Sham. Shammy.
Where would we be doing the activities at this location?
Where? Like, are you asking me what the location is?
No.
Sham. Where are we?
Where would this location be?
Where would the location? Is this the sub location?
There we are.
I mean, I think.
Oh, that's a tough one to answer. You can give it away.
You think?
Yeah. Where?
Just answer.
Yeah, I mean, there could be one right down the street.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
You never know.
Yeah.
Right down the street, huh?
Yeah. Right. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah,
you could go looking.
Logic dictates.
Yeah.
As they say.
Yep.
3 minutes left. All right. Just saying.
Okay. All right. Jake.
Yeah, sir.
Maybe I can restore some hope.
Oh, y'all think it's me again?
What? No.
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 Oh, no. I'm speaking for myself.
Okay.
You can restore some hope in me.
Oh, okay. All right. I'd love to do that. Give me the chance. You give me that chance.
Is this the type of place? Let's talk about senses. All right. Is this the type of place you experience with your hands, your eyes, or your ears?
Good question.
Well, for me personally, has a lot to do with the hands and the eyes. But for others, the ears.
Oh. It's the warehouse rave.
Ooh. No, it's not.
No! I have my suspicions, son. All right. It's the TV cooking show.
It's the TV cooking show.
That's why when you said up the street, I was like, well, we're in LA. There's
well,
studios.
That actually worked because there's warehouses all around. I mean,
yeah,
none of those things
I was like,
could
people film around here all the time.
Right it's there. Interesting that you thought it was the warehouse rave because they used to throw warehouse raves in our studio.
Yeah.
And in other studios like it where they now probably film TV cooking shows.
And then you said ear.
Well, you said the age thing and everyone gave me the weird look of like over 40. Like, and it's like, TV cooking shows, what are you talking about? Tons of people over 40 are working on that stuff.
Yeah. Well,
I just didn't want to give it away.
You should have said like 30, but yeah.
So anyways, came down to that. And then when you said hands and eyes, I was thinking you're the DJ and everyone else is using their ears. I was like, dude,
but to some people,
got
ears.
Walked
yeah,
in.
Got walked in. He threw his phone.
No, I was the cameraman.
Oh, okay.
I was the director. Yeah.
But like obviously an audio guy, you know,
I had to go for it.
That
was good. I like your technique. And I honestly thought it was either you or Nick and I wasn't sure.
All right. Well, there it is. All right.
There it is.
That was an
outrageous location. Here we go.
Whoa.
All right. Are we ready to go?
Let's
to where no one under 18 has gone before.
This is the point in the video where if you're under 18, you must leave the room. Turn off this podcast now.
We are entering an adults only zone.
We're attending adults only locations. Okay.
No
so
children
be
within
careful.
30 feet of this podcast, please.
Uh oh.
Jake,
if
I don't
you
see
have any
in
small
here.
Children.
Uh oh. Let me.
Within the vicinity.
There
you
I
may
am.
Wish to put them to bed.
Put your babies to bed, hide your kids, hide your wife, and cover your ears.
Get to the
All right, let's see. Let's see.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's see what adults only has in store.
Sex dungeon.
Yeah. Just all dungeons.
Yeah. Same location.
This is not that bad at all.
No, why is this adults? No, this is...
All right, here
These
we go.
These are just normal locations. These like, are normal.
You want to do it one more time?
Yeah.
Let's get a funnier one.
Wait, you want to try again? All right, we can try again. Let's do
okay,
it again.
Okay, whoever the spy was, I'm just going to tell you right now, we got the locker room.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we can get something a little zestier than that.
Adults only locker
Adults
room.
Only, what is he talking about? Locker rooms in middle schools?
I was in a locker, room when I was 11.
Yeah. Yeah. Adult locker
I don't know
rooms
what's
oh,
going on.
Go.
All right, locker room again. Let's go. This location is the private jet.
All right.
Yes, I'm in character.
Adults only.
This is so stupid.
Here we go.
Jordan, I think you got to kick us off.
Oh, I'm going to kick us off.
I'm going to kick.
Okay. Shem.
Shem. Shem. Here I am in the location.
Yes, you're at the same location as me.
Yes.
What would you probably be eating?
Oh, well, whatever's served. I don't know what they have today, but I'll eat it. It's probably good. Since I'm an adult and I eat adult food.
Are you in character?
And this is adults only.
You're in character.
No, well, actually, now that I read my role, since I'm not a spy.
Precisely.
I'm going to say the character sounds like this now. Either way, Nicholas.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Tell me one way.
I'm satisfied with that answer.
Tell me one way, one guaranteed way you can get into this location.
I mean, I didn't even try to get in here. They just, you know, told me where to go, and I went. So, you know.
They just told you. I see.
They just told me where to go.
A hostage.
I come here. Yeah,
we've got a stowaway.
Yeah. We have a hostage here.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Okay, he's used to it.
I'm used to it.
Okay.
Uh-oh. There's a laptop.
All right.
with Jake is running low on battery.
Uh-oh.
This game is being paused.
Pause the game.
Plug it in. All right.
Nicholas,
it's your
turn
to ask the next question. The Corridor Cast, home of the best accents, the best impressions.
By Sham.
By Sham.
Sham's accents.
Impressions welcome. By Sham.
Hello and welcome to episode 118, Impressions by Sham.
Today I'll be making impressions. Today, of imaginary people.
Today I'll be making impressions of imaginary people and some real people.
Let me introduce you to Chester. He's a little figment of my imagination I've carried with me since I've been a boy.
Chester. He doesn't Chester. Like it when you pronounce the E and the R, you see. Chester. You have to pronounce it Chester.
Chester loves fast cars.
Chester loves fast cars, women, and money.
And money.
So, Jake.
Insatiable appetite for cash.
Chester!
I just want to go on.
Yeah, Nick, take it away whenever you want.
I just want to go on with the Chester impressions for a little bit.
Go on.
You squirrely bastard, Chester. He's at it again.
Chester.
That's so good. All right, Nick, let's go.
Jake, would you say that in order to have a good time here, you have to pay? Or is this somewhere where all are welcome?
You have to what?
In order to have a good time here, you know, enjoy yourself, do you have to pay extra for that? Or is it just, you know, can anyone hang out?
Well, live it up? In order for me to have a good time, first things I do is go and find my friend Chester. When I'm done with that, the answer to your question, frankly, is it always requires me to pay, but what the way that I pay is in fact quite different than everyone else here. So that's
thank
my
you.
Answer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Wow.
Chester would be
wow.
pleased.
Wow.
Chester.
Chester.
Chester. Chester.
who has
Jordan, Chester. Have you only been asked one question?
I haven't been asked anything.
You haven't been asked a question yet?
She has a whole voice, Jake. She has a whole voice.
She's got a whole gag for this.
Yeah. All right.
Jordan, if I asked you to move my car, would you say that would be easy to do for you?
I would say it'd be quite impossible.
Quite impossible, indeed.
Yes. Chester agrees.
Especially considering I would not be the one to use the car.
Satisfied with that answer.
All right.
Sir Nicholas.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Nicholas.
Would you prefer to stay indoors or outdoors at this location?
Oh, for certain indoors. This location.
What's that?
Yes. Certainly. Yes. Indoors.
Certainly.
The most.
I mean, some. A wise in some choice. Circumstances might, you know, want to be outdoors. So, but for me.
In very, very specific circumstances. Yes.
Very, very specific circumstances. Very. Okay.
All right. Well, it appears Chester has identified a spy in our midst. To my right, that, Nicholas.
That rascal.
Because I want to be indoors. Oh, interesting. Okay.
I would.
Wait, what say you? Defend your honor?
Oh, are you trying? Are you accusing me?
I'm accusing. This is an official accusation.
You're on the stand.
You're look, making man, official accusations against my man here.
Yeah.
You accuse me, a famous musician on my private jet, of being a spy.
Are you the spy, Sam?
Wait a minute.
Did you win the game?
No, you accused me.
You told me the location.
But you just accused me.
You told me.
But now, god damn it, Chester knows the location.
Are we playing it wrong?
Is that not how it works?
Are we doing this?
You can't
wrong?
Give wait, out wait, the wait, location.
Wait. I thought I was just accused of being a spy.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah, he told me the location. But well,
the way that this works is that you.
So who's the spy?
You.
Well, obviously I am.
I had it
boiled down to the private yacht or the private jet.
Oh, am I not supposed to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
I thought like
sometimes
once the accusation is made. Isn't it like they accuse and then it's over?
No, but there's no formal accusation process. It's simply a matter of defending one's honor.
Technically,
what if I say to that? I just say no, I'm not the spy.
You say no, good sir.
You have a chance to defend yourself.
No, good sir.
And then we can.
Well, it was my turn to ask the question.
Well,
but if we vote you off,
he got it though.
And you are the spy, then you know. Then there's one less person on the island.
Well, then we all lose.
But it's okay. It's okay because Jay got it.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was the yacht, actually.
I bet you he
And I had it down to the yacht or the jet.
Let's try this one more time.
That wasn't a very adult round, though.
Honestly,
Kim Kardashian's kids are always on a private jet.
Right?
Yep.
Lots of kids go on private jets.
Lots of kids.
All right, here we go. This one's going to be 18 plus. Let's see.
This location is the meth lab.
Mm. Woo!
Nice.
Another spicy location.
Another adults only.
Nick, how about you start?
Is it my turn to kick it off?
Yeah, why don't you kick it off?
Hey, Jake. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Lights up or lights down.
Around
you know
here.
You know what I'm talking about.
Whoa.
Around here, lights up.
All right.
Jordan.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, can you tell me what it is you might see outside at this location? Just take a look.
Just take a little.
Take a look. Tell me what you see.
Gravel. Dirt.
Gravel?
Gravel, dirt. Darkness.
Pebbles.
Darkness.
Darkness. False.
Gravel.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Next up.
Nick.
Yep.
All right.
Don't worry. I won't tell you the whole answer this time.
Do you want to live around here, boy? Do you? You look at me when I'm talking to you.
No.
Do you?
No. No. Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
You don't want to live around here?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's your answer, is no?
Sam.
Yes. It all comes back to me.
Mm-hmm. No one ever suspected him until he was asked a question.
Nope.
And then...
Do you want to spend the night here?
Do I want to spend the night
here? Yeah, like, do you want to spend the night here? You know, some places you want to, some places you don't.
Depends on your character, I guess.
Yeah, I mean... No. No.
Not the place for you, huh?
Not the place for me.
Huh. Jake. No.
That figures.
Jordan.
Ah. Figures. Chester spends the night here.
What? Is Chester?
Chester.
Fast cars and cash is Chester's vibe. Does this place? You know, is this up to his standards?
Is that your question?
Yeah.
Is this a fast cars and cash money lifestyle?
That's a great question. Yes, yeah. Jordan, please answer that.
Are you going to see Chester's car parked?
Are you going to see Chester here?
Would I see Chester's car parked? No.
All right.
No. Thanks. Not no. Chester's vibe.
No. You wouldn't catch him.
Not his car.
You would not catch him here. Maybe speeding past.
Wind in his hair.
All right.
Oh,
that Chester's a real animal, you know?
Oh, man.
He's a real animal.
What a tramp.
All right.
The thumbnail's just going to be Chester.
Ask away, Jordan. Let's go.
Jake. If you get frustrated here, how would you... What would you do? How would you act on it?
Well,
you're frustrated.
All right, you want to know the truth?
Yeah.
There was this one time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give away the location because I feel like we've already gave up a lot, but
tragic.
There was this one time where, well, a man can become so frustrated in this place that he might never come back.
Okay.
All
right.
Hate to be there when that happened.
Hate to be there. Yeah.
He wouldn't come back.
Not coming back.
I'm just
gone.
Saying.
Where'd he go?
He's G-U-N-N. G-U-H-N. Gone.
Gone.
All right. It was funny.
Cool. All
right. Nick, you're my prime. You're my prime suspect now.
Yeah, he's mine too.
In the spotlight.
Given that we know that Chester speeds right on by,
as is public knowledge, yes,
as is publicly stated and known.
I read the tabloids, Jake.
Would a man like Dog the Bounty Hunter maybe swing in?
I mean, look, if you're asking me whether you would see Dog the Bounty Hunter here, maybe on occasion, but I mean, he's a human like everyone else, you know?
Mm.
I'd say he probably has swung there before.
He's swung past tense there?
Yes.
Mm.
On business, perhaps.
Business.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Righteous brother. Hey, Sam. Blue, red, or brown? Which one strikes a chord with you?
Brown.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay.
Umber brown.
All right. Umber. I like that.
I'd like to put it up to a vote because I think the spy's onto us. Would y'all be okay with that if I propose a name?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hear it.
I think it's Nick. And I think he's on to us. And I think we need to vote him off the iron.
You're going to be so regretful if you do this, because I know who the actual spy is.
It is you.
Is it Sham?
We all voted. I'm voting.
I'm voting.
Sam.
Okay.
I'm voting.
We vote for Nick? Nick?
I'm voting for Nick.
I'm not the spy. It's
because
Sam. I know.
It's I Chester.
It's brown, dude. Chester. Why would you say brown to that?
Yeah, it was supposed to be blue. It's best
blue. Sometimes brown.
No, it's blue, dude. Everyone knows that from the show Breaking Bad.
It's.
Well, you kind of gave it away a little bit.
I'm sorry.
I know.
But I knew.
You knew.
Dog the Bounty Hunter would be going past that meth lab.
God damn it.
You almost ruined it again.
You almost made me think it was the swingers beach because you guys were saying.
I get too loose with my lips.
He's but a man and he has swung here before.
Yeah. Nick said swung 10 times.
I was like, whoa.
He might have swung. He definitely swung.
I thought it was hell for the longest time.
I was trying to play it off as hell. You said
there's lots of dirt and gravel here, and I was like, and then I was thinking about the Chester thing with Chester beer. And they're like, would he park his car in hell? I was like, wow, this is funny.
But I was trying to pass it off as hell because I thought whoever the spy was onto us. So when Sam said brown, what made you think it was?
Yeah,
I thought it was you the whole entire time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought it was you the whole time too. And then at the end, you started getting more specific, and I was like, "Crap, Nick's on
you
to
said
us.
Blue." Yeah. I was like, "Is he?"
Well, I was trying to nail it down. Like when you answered brown to that, I was just like, "Okay, it's Sam." But then someone had to vote on me.
But he thought it was brown.
Well, can't meth be like brown though?
I don't know.
Like, it has shades of
but
tan.
But in pop culture,
it.
I think it's blue.
Like white and blue.
Yeah, it's like. Clear.
Because how do they go from brown to
you know
blue?
What I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of crack.
Documentary.
Never mind. I'm thinking of crack.
I think it can be like light shades of brown if it's really impure.
How the heck do they get to blue?
Well, that was the thing. Walter White was so dang good at it. He made it blue, I guess, or something. I don't know.
Can Christian play as Chesta?
Chesta, special guest appearance by none other than Sam's imaginary British sports car loving cash enthusiast.
He's just so unapologetically British, and people love him for it.
People love him.
Like
people love him, and they love his cash.
Where does he get it? I don't know.
I don't know. Where does he get it?
I think I smell the beginnings of a great friendship.
Yes.
And the beginnings
he's like
of
a great
imaginary friendship.
He's like real life James Bond, man.
Yeah. James Bond with all right. Gadgets forth, and all the cash.
Tell your brood about Chester and his many deeds.
No.
It will quiet their stomachs.
That's what this will require. Yeah.
Yeah.
Many hours.
It will soften their
many.
Like
Sam, I hope
souls.
Your children feel better, and I hope you enjoyed, listener, this game of Spyfall. If you'd like to see us play Scrabble, let us know in the
Boulder
comments
Dash.
Below. And if you'd like to see us elaborate more on Chesta, we could certainly do that. Thanks for listening, and thanks for watching, and y'all have a great day.